Simon & Schuster Audio presents Hand of Evil by J.A. Jantz. Read by Karen Ziemba.
When the car door slammed shut on his hand, the universe came to a stop and nothing else mattered. Nothing. He dropped to his knees, howling in agony, while a nearby coyote, startled by the sound, responded with a howl of its own. Rigid with pain, at first he couldn't even reach for the door handle. By the time he did, it was too late. The door lock inside the vehicle had already clicked home.
"Please," he begged. "For God's sake, open the door!"
But the answer to that was no, an unequivocal no. The engine turned over and the car began to move.
"You can't do this," he screamed. "You can't!"
By then the pavement was moving beneath him, slowly at first, then faster and faster. He held out his other hand, trying to brace himself or somehow pull himself back to his feet. For a moment that almost worked, and he was close to upright, but then the speed of the car outdistanced his scrambling feet, and he fell again, face down this time, with the full weight of his body pulling on the exploding pain in his fingers. As the speed of the vehicle increased, so did his agonized screams. The parking lot's layer of loose gravel scraped and tore at him, shredding his blue and white jogging suit, shredding his skin. By the time the hurtling car bounced over the first speed bump, he was no longer screaming. Plowing face first into the second one momentarily knocked him unconscious. He came to when the car door opened. Once his trapped hand was released from the door frame, he fell to the ground. He couldn't actually see the car, or even the ground for that matter. He seemed to have been struck blind. Nor could he differentiate the pain in his crippled hand from the agony in the rest of his tortured body, but his ears still worked. He heard the car door slam shut again and felt the spray of gravel from the tires as it drove away into the night, leaving him in absolute darkness. He lay there for a long time, knowing he was barely alive and feeling his life's blood seeping out through layers of damaged skin. He tried crawling, but he couldn't make that work.
"Help," he called weakly. "Somebody, please help me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?